Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
So before we get started, we just want to talk to you about Zola.
Zola, one of our sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Zola is the wedding company that will do anything for love. They're reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in our couples' lives even happier. That's what they say.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, for all their clients. Mm-hmm. From engagement to wedding and decorating your first home, Zola is there combining compassionate customer service with modern tools and technology, all in the service of love. So Zola, it's free, it's easy to use, it's fun. 300,000 couples have used Zola. It's
yes, and they have the group gifting feature that lets you let multiple guests contribute to one of those big ticket items.
Oh, which is very cool. That's convenient for your guests.
You can personalize your registry with photos and notes and price matching and free shipping every day.
You know,
wow.
I love that. And you can
It's one of the top-rated apps for the iPhone and iPad, so for couples to manage their registry.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And your registry automatically integrates into the Zola wedding website so that the guests can shop and get all the details they need all in one place.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to go to Zola, Zola.com/loud. And you're going to get a $50 credit towards your registry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
That's Zola.com/loud. So go around there and
go check out their website. Go look around and see all the good stuff they have.
Yeah.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on.
Everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud. I'm your host, Lynette.
Hi, Lynette.
That's Stephanie Wilder-Taylor over there.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Steph?
Good. How's Brandon over there?
How's Brandon in the booth?
Brandon's okay. He's having to deal with some car troubles at the moment.
What's going on?
In case you haven't heard, I got rear-ended very hard by a guy on a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle?
On a motorcycle.
What the fuck? What happened to the guy?
Yeah. Oh, he's in bad shape. He's in the hospital, yeah. He's alive, but this happened about 2 weeks ago. Mm. I was leaving work, and I was just sitting at the light over there waiting to get on the 134. Mm-hmm. And, light turns green. The guy hits me hard and completely caves in the back of my car.
Damn.
So what do you mean the light turned green, and he just didn't see that you were still stopped?
Yeah,
that the light had just turned green?
Yeah.
Like, did he just drive into you full force?
I didn't see it, and I haven't been able to talk to him because, again, he's in the hospital. Here's a little picture I'll throw up for you.
Oh,
that's
shit.
That's what my car looks like at the moment.
Oh, he really caved it in. He hit you hard.
Yeah.
Where'd his body go? Where did he
end up? Kind of flew over the top there. His motorcycle visor was in the front seat of my car.
Oh,
and he kind of flew over the top of it.
Oh my God. Was he wearing a helmet?
Yeah, the helmet. Yeah, the visor of the helmet had flown through into the front seat of my car.
The back of Brandon's SUV?
Yeah.
The window is gone. The whole window's gone.
Oh my God.
The back of it is caved in like a motorcycle.
Yeah, and luckily it's only that gate right there. None of the structure was damaged. So luckily, my insurance isn't covering just because I have liability. I have the basic one. He didn't have any insurance. So now I'm having to work out between him and his family. And
So hopefully you only had liability like to cover him if it was
right.
your fault.
If it was my fault, then it would
have
covered
him. So you didn't have
Is your car
comprehensive?
Running okay?
Yeah, I can drive it, but I can't drive it at night because the lights are shattered
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
So also my tags are a little out of date, and I'm hoping a cop doesn't pull me over. So I'm not driving it at night at all. But I can take it to and from work fine.
Wow.
So that's good.
Can't you find a body shop to fix it and do payments?
I did find a body shop. I was advised by them, and I've definitely seen enough episodes of Judge Judy to know that I should not be paying this myself and
right.
then have them reimburse me later. I just have them pay for it all straight from the get-go. So I did find a body shop to fix that. They estimated about $3,100. And I called the guy's family, and they said they were willing to work with me. I called them back today. And they said, well, do you mind if we shop around to some of the body shops? Well, we know a couple owners. So I just got off the phone with them. I said, yeah, sure. If you got a place that'll fix it, I'll take it to them. And if that's what you want, then we'll do that.
Listen, if you don't have insurance and you're going to smack right into somebody and ruin the back of their car, Kalen's probably the best one in Los Angeles to do that to.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's very sweet.
I
he's
know.
Not going to, like, you know, put the screws to them and try and screw them over and – You're,
it
know,
sounds like they don't really have, you know, they're Mexican and very hard to understand.
What?
And I can't really understand anything that they're saying when I'm on the phone with them. But I was
That's
trying to.
That's why they know a lot of body shops.
Yeah. But I even said to them, like, I'm willing to work with you. I'm going to have to rent a car or do Uber for a few days while it's in the shop. And if you want, just to be good measure, I'll just waive that. I'll just take care of my Uber cost to and from work myself.
Yeah, that's Kalen. What I mean. Like, Kalen's the kid if you're going to run into
so
somebody.
So nice. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time that I was leaving preschool with the kids when they were in preschool, and I ever so slightly backed into a car.
Mm-hmm.
Just it wasn't like driving fast. I was pulling out of a space. I had like six kids in my car because as we're always the people that end up taking everybody's fucking kids home.
Yeah.
And I really slightly bumped this car, and I was like, oh, shoot. And the girl, it was one of the preschool teachers, like it was an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes out, and I was like, oh, sorry. And she looks at her car, and I looked at it. There was nothing there.
Uh-huh.
But she was like, yeah, you know, can I get your information, blah, blah, blah. I was like, bitch, you know where to find me.
Yeah.
My kids go to the fucking school.
Yeah.
They have for a lot of years, but whatever.
Right.
I was like,
right.
Of course.
Right.
Absolutely. And then I started getting the calls from her. She was like, yeah. My parents, you know, we want to take it to the body shop and then she's like, I got an estimate and it's $1,200. And I was like,
what
are you talking about? There was no damage to your car. I saw the car.
Right.
There was no damage.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, well, that's the estimate. And I was like, are you high?
Yeah.
Like,
no, did you?
Then she was like harassing me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she kept saying, like, well, it's my family. And then I was like, well, I want to take it to my body shop, sort of like these people are doing. But I was like, I felt like they were definitely trying to rob me.
Oh, yeah.
Not that you're doing that, Kalen. This was a different situation. There was no damage.
Yeah.
Maybe there was like a little scratch.
These
on
people
her bumper.
Needed to be, they need to be smacked. And
anyway,
like,
I ended up having to pay it.
You because, did?
Well, because I didn't want to be having a fight with my kid's preschool teacher. Like with the assistant preschool teacher, but I never liked her again. And then later I heard from other people
Stephanie,
that she
never
was
liked her again.
Never liked her. No, but I heard like she ended up
killing herself.
Oh my God.
That's listen, terrible. These people are
that
assholes.
Was one of her 13 reasons
we
why.
We had a fucking neighbor that was like, you know, trying to sue us. Like, your thing ran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your muds fell into my pool during the rains and blah, blah, blah. And we had an assful of lawsuits at that point. And we're like, fuck you. Go ahead. Sue us. Go ahead. Sue us. He's like, you're here for my attorney on Wednesday. Wednesday came. He's like, it's Wednesday, bitch. Where's your attorney? Fuck off. You ain't fucking suing us. Go fuck yourself. I hate these people. They should go kill them. I really can't stand these people.
You know who shouldn't kill themselves? Kopari. Smell like you're on vacation while you're doing your laundry is
why
what
not?
We're saying. If you want to smell like a big old coconut and have really soft skin and they have a coconut melt that is like head-to-toe hydration. It makes your skin And you can use it on your hair.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's intense nourishment to extra dry skin is the coconut balm.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a coconut body glow, which is just exactly what you're going to need for when you first start baring your legs in the summer.
Gives you that nice shimmer.
Yeah, go to Kopari, K-O-P-A-R-I, beauty.com/FCOL to get 20% off of your order. That's Kopari. KopariBeauty.com/FCOL. Get 20% off. Raise your skin and hair game.
Should we talk about the good news coming?
Let's just talk about it. We're so excited.
We're too excited.
Oh, my
God.
And
people already know.
You already know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, probably already know.
Sword and Scale is a podcast that Lynette and I enjoy. I don't think it would be overstating it to say we enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah. From time to time.
Well, Mike Boudet of Sword and Scale, became aware of our enjoyment.
That we were fans,
of his show.
Got back to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And kind of he enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to lie.
And then he came up with an idea that possibly made us a little bit excited, which was Sword and Scale After Show.
Rewind.
Sword and Scale Rewind. Hosted by us bitches.
Us. That's right.
Okay, we're going to bring you, starting with episode one,
mm-hmm.
all the way through whatever they're on, episode 89.
Right.
We're going to go
through.
All the way back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to listen to the episodes. We're
going
to dissect
you going
it for
back,
you.
Way back. Let's go a little something like this. Yes, we're going to start with that episode one. We're going to each episode, Stephanie and I and Mike, right?
Yeah. Mike's going to be involved in at least the first, like.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to break it down. We may even have the murderer on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bruce Blackman from episode one. I'm going to call him up.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, a lot of people haven't seen you in a while.
How's it going?
Do you want to make your big public appearance since you killed your whole family on our show?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. So, and we even have a Twitter feed and do we have a Facebook page?
We have a Facebook page, Sword and Scale Rewind. Please go and like the page so that we can get some early, like, hype.
Yeah.
And second episode is all about psychopaths.
Yes. That was the episode where the doctor did a test on himself on the brain activity for psychopaths.
And found out he was a psychopath.
Right. And we
– we're going to take the quiz and see if we're psychopaths.
Mm-hmm. But what I really want is for Adam to take the quiz.
Okay. So we're going to get Adam to take the quiz.
Yeah.
What we're saying here is it's going to be a really good show.
I don't know about you guys, but we're going to have the time of our lives doing it. So
it's going to be 100% separate from For Crying Out Loud. We'll still be doing For Crying Out Loud exactly as it's going.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a gig. Like
right.
Lynette and I are legit having a job, which is hosting this show for Mike Boudet.
Yes.
So it's going to be super fun.
Yeah. And Mike Boudet's producing it, obviously.
Yeah, with us.
So it's going to sound great.
Yeah.
And
it's not going to be our lazy ass production.
Right.
Where we just go, what do you want to talk about today?
I know.
Like it's going to be planned.
Yes. Everything's of course. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So and then people were asking when it's going to start. I don't know. Going to start soon.
People keep asking, where can I buy your hair? And it's a synthetic
it's
wig.
It's a synthetic wig.
When is it starting? Well, this month. Okay, so we're recording the first four shows in like on May 16th or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
With Mike in studio.
With Mike.
Mm-hmm. Because Mike's coming out to LA and he's going to be on Adam's show.
And he's going to be on our show.
And he's going to be on our show. And we're going to have dinner about it. And, right? We're going to have a business
dinner. We're
going
to eat some bread.
Because we're legit.
Yeah. Too legit to quit.
That's right. And,
we're so stupid.
So, by, I would say, mid-May.
Like, probably a week. I would say we'll probably produce them all. They'll probably put them all together, like, within a week.
Yeah.
And start airing them.
Yeah.
By the end of May, generously, like, even maybe a little bit before.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to roll out four shows.
Right. Right.
And then they'll start coming, I think, like once a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Until we're all caught up.
I can't wait.
And then.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, maybe one or two a week even.
I can't wait till we get to the Facebook.
Craigslist.
Would you have any reason to go through the Marriott? Is there any reason for you?
I know. But I was like, oh, what are the first four shows going to be? And then when already the psychopath one, I was like, I have so many questions.
I know.
I want to know if like kids are just like, yeah, can be psychopaths.
Oh yeah,
they had that one. There's like the child molester.
Yeah,
do you remember that episode? It's episode two. It opens with this guy talking about grooming kids. He's so matter of fact about it too.
Oh, that's right.
He's a psychopath that just like molested
kids. That was
the
second episode I listened to.
And he's like, "Yeah, I molested my stepdaughter from the time she was like 18 months." And he's just talking. He's like a robot about it.
He trained her, potty trained her, and he beat her ass if she couldn't, if she didn't.
I mean, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Look.
Yeah, I know. We're way too excited to talk about horrible stuff.
Oh, my God.
But no, I mean, you know, if you like the true crime stuff and you're a fan of Sword and Scale, and you'll be a fan of, and you're a fan of us, I guess.
So not to make this all about Sword and Scale, but I don't know if you realize this, but I'm kind of an obsessive person. Like when I get into something, then I tend to like, okay, so I was on the Sword and Scale fan page.
Yeah.
And I start to in my mind go, okay, is Mike Boudet going to listen to this? Is he going to be mad? He doesn't care. He gets it.
Care.
There are so many people like really hate him. And
why?
Hate, because people because people are crazy. Mm-hmm. People love to hate things.
Then why are they on his fan page?
So the okay. So I'm on his fan page and I'm seeing that they linked there's a What's Wrong with Sword and Scale page, Facebook group. There's a Facebook group. It's a closed Facebook group for people who have a problem with Sword and Scale. So I'm just – so there's a thread about it with people like us, like-minded like us that are like, what the fuck is wrong with these people that they have to have a Facebook group about why they – how about this? How about just don't listen?
Don't listen. Adam – there's an Adam Carolla fan page on Facebook.
Right.
They're supposed to be fans.
Right.
But they're not. Because that's all they do is shit on the, how many times are we going to hear about red arrows in Los Angeles. And I get it. We get it. Your fans were – your parents were hippies and downtrodden. All right, already, Ace Man. Like after another, after another, after – I mean nonstop. It's like then why? Why? Why do you not have anything else to do but to be on a fan page and talk shit about that page of –
I liked the guy who was on Adam's fan page on the, you know, when you're not the administrator of the page, you just, your stuff goes to the visitor post. There was the guy that was like trying to get me fired by telling Adam that he needs to reel me in. Yeah. I was like, first of all, Adam doesn't give a shit about this page. He's not reading your comments in general. And even if he was, he would not care about your opinion about a different show.
Yeah, I know.
You stupid idiot.
Like, I know.
But whatever. But yes, so
you're on. Okay.
So I'm reading. This is just on his fan page. On his fan page was people saying like these people are ridiculous. Why are they having a page about this?
Right.
But then there'd be a few people who are like, I'm members of both groups, and then I was like, what? Like, why
well, you're
are
a
you
hero?
Here with,
what? Wow.
They're like, yeah, I'm a member of that group too because even though I like the show, I mean, I still think there's some problems with Mike Boudet. Why do you have nothing going on in your life?
I know.
Like, to me, and I don't have a lot going on in my life, and yet life is too short to, like, be a member of a group about something to not like.
Right, right.
Except if it's Get Off My Internet. But that's different because I like hearing people's – I mean, I do – okay, now I'm being a hypocrite because there are times where I – but here's what it is.
Trouble don't last always.
No. So sometimes you know when you don't like something but everybody likes it and you're like – am I the only person who doesn't like it? And then a thread comes up like in Get Off My Internet or something about something that I was like, oh, I thought I was the only person that doesn't like the
William
Up and
Hemsworth.
Vanished podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then you see somebody else going, this thing's kind of boring. And you're like, thank you. Exactly.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
But am I going to spend all day there?
Right.
Like, am I going to read every post and go like, oh, let me refresh page to see if somebody else is like, no. I'm just, you know what I did? I deleted the Up and Vanished podcast and I'm not listening to it anymore because it was kind of boring.
You got
I up and vanished.
By the way, when somebody says like, you know, they just up and died, like, what is that? Like, what are you,
up
and then you die? I think we talked about that before.
No.
Really? As Adam said, it's Adam's joke.
Oh.
I don't want to take credit for it, but
I feel
he's
like
right.
You would down and die.
You, yeah. Like,
just
what
down
he's
and
like,
died.
What, who, why do they say
he went
up
down and
he just up and died? What? What, he got up and died?
He got up
just
and
got,
died.
Just up and died.
What
the fuck? Anyways.
Anyways, up and so some people really are really vehemently opposed to sword and scale. And to those people, I say you are seriously missing out.
Yeah. And you're mentally
ill. And I really like sword and scale. And I like it even more. And by the way,
our fans love, by the way, our fans. Oh, yeah. I was shocked. And I went on the Facebook page after we started talking about it for a little bit. And I told this before, but I was shocked at all the comments. Like, oh, my God, I'm hooked. Oh, my God, it's great. Just as much as they love the video of our girl. Like, oh, my God, you made my day. This is the best. This is the best. Probably one. Like, not my cup of tea. That's
right.
All they said.
Right. And then, like, because they're polite, because our fans are like, oh, that wasn't for me.
It's okay. Not
glad
for
you
me.
Guys like it.
Right. It's too intense. But like, everybody
like
else was like, I was on a field trip and my battery died.
Yeah.
Because I was listening to Sword and Scale.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I love you guys.
So, do you know, so he, there's a new episode. It's on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
It's so good.
But I haven't finished it.
Oh,
I
then
know.
You haven't gotten to the twist?
I did get to the twist.
Oh.
Yes.
I died.
Yes.
It's one of – okay, so what, it's not released yet. It comes out for regular people,
mm-hmm.
not us cool Patreons.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out on May 7th. I listened to that episode. I texted Mike Boudet. I was like, holy shit, this is a movie.
Yeah, it is.
It's so cinematic. So it starts out, you guys will hear it. It's an interview with a guy who's like been in and out of jail,
right.
basically. He's
mm-hmm.
like a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He started getting involved in drugs and meth, of course,
mm-hmm.
at a young age. And he just had kind of a troubled childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he got involved in some petty crimes. And he's been in and out of jail.
Right.
Then he does – it's really
– Then there's a
cause
twist.
Of drugs. But then there's a big major twist. But so
– But the first like 20, 25 minutes
– Is boring.
It's boring for Sword and Scale. Like,
yes.
It's good. It's interesting.
It's slow.
But it's kind of slow. It's like, okay.
You're
like you said.
Is this
going to
be one, of those,
one of those episodes
where he just is interviewing somebody that is that
but
he thinks is interesting?
Yeah, but is there any episode like that? To me, there's never been an episode – where he's just interviewing somebody that he thinks is interesting, there's always later on in the episode some shit happens.
Right.
And you're like, whoa, wait, wow, I'm glad
right.
I stuck with it. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of this.
So I got really excited about this episode.
This episode.
And I was like,
insane.
I want to. So I emailed. Okay. I emailed somebody at Simon & Schuster
because mm-hmm.
I was like, this guy needs a book deal like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I wanted to. I wanted to sneak it to this editor. Not she's not an editor. She's like the head. She's like the VP
mm-hmm.
of the imprint that has done my books.
Mm-hmm.
So I emailed her. I never do this. I was like, you're probably thinking, why is Stephanie emailing me on a Saturday? And I said, but you're going to die when you hear this episode. I'm sneaking you the audio. It's not out yet. This was even before it started airing on Patreon. I was like, so I said, she said she listened to it. And she goes, I'm 40 minutes in and nothing happened. She goes,
wait,
I give up.
This episode?
The one we're talking about.
See, I fucking hate bitches. Yeah.
And I was like, well, you're really close to the gold. I go and she goes, well, maybe I'll have one of my editors listen
wow.
to it.
Wow.
Like,
these
people have no vision.
Anyway, how old is she?
Like, no, she's really actually a cool and funny person. Like, I thought for sure she would get it. I think she's just like one of those people that's like –
A bitch?
Lives in New York and she's like,
okay.
Ain't nobody
right.
got time for like
– All right.
A full hour when she runs an imprint at Simon & Schuster.
Which is why she should be listening to somebody like you who tells her, who never talks to her and says, hey, this is something quality, interesting.
That's what I said.
A dynamic, a story that you should be listening, that we should be jumping on it as of yesterday.
I said, there's nothing in this for me.
She should know.
You should have this
book. Coming from somebody like Stephanie Wilder Taylor and not some idiot off the street, that it is something that you should. So that's your job.
She's missing the boat.
Don't fucking write back and say, I'm bored. Fucking listen. It's only an hour, right?
I know, yeah.
Bitch. Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
If you ain't having a good day.
Bitch, sit there and ask yourself why.
So, by the way,
don't get me started.
Wait, if you want to wait till May 7th because you don't love Sword and Scale enough to be a Patreon member,
mm-hmm.
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But on May 7th, listen to this episode. And if you are somebody who's like, I like to be in on things,
mm-hmm.
I'm totally shilling Mike's Patreon. But I get nothing out of this. But if you want to, I'm a $5 a month
me
subscriber
too.
On his Patreon
yeah.
page. And so I can hear the extra episodes. And
right.
I promise you.
This episode is crazy.
Crazy. It's insane.
It's one of those things where when they got to the twist, I'd just been listening. And in fact, I kind of gave up on it. Like, not gave up on it, but like he snuck me the audio. He came to both of us.
Right.
I listened to like 20 minutes and I was like, oh, it's just an interview with a guy. And it's interesting. It's about like the three strikes law.
Mm-hmm.
And
however, again, consider your source. Like Chimon Schuster, you sent her something. Consider the source. Coming from Mike Boudet, you got to know that at some point it's going to get really good.
Well, I felt like
really
he was – but the reason he sent us this one, in my defense, the reason he sent it to us is because it was in this episode that he first plugs our show together. So he was like, here's the episode and towards the end of it is our plug.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So I listened to like 20 minutes. I was at the gym and then I was like, okay. And then I just forgot about it for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was bored or something and I was like, oh, let me just listen to the rest of it. Let me get it done. And then like a few minutes later, I was like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What?
Wow.
I cannot believe that I almost didn't hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had that thing where I was like, my mouth was open and then I just started texting him and I was like, holy shit, this is the best episode you've ever done. And he was like, I know, it's a really interesting story. I was like, interesting story. This is a movie.
Right, I know.
Buy the rights to this guy's story.
I know.
And he was like, I'm too busy. I was like, well, then can I pass it along to somebody? And he's like, go ahead.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy.
I know. He's great. That's why we're doing a show with him.
I feel like we're doing the Lord's work.
We are. So you people don't have to. We will.
I know. We work so hard for people.
We do.
We're busy moms.
Yeah.
We don't let that stop us from listening to every episode of Sword and Scale.
That's right.
We're not like, I can. I have kids. I've got to take them to school.
We have work
to be done.
But this is why I haven't been able to finish the episode because I just want 5 minutes to listen to the rest. Like, I just want to listen to it and I want to do it in my office away from everybody. And everybody keeps coming in and out and in and out. And it's like, just, all right, I guess I got to go back to the Night Stalker book instead. If they're going to walk in on something, let them walk in on, the Night Stalker, whatever. But unbelievable.
So did you have a busy weekend?
I did.
So was this the weekend of Natalia's play? Was it last weekend?
This weekend. It was this weekend.
Okay, so tell us all about it.
By the way, going into the weekend, I was out Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night. Wednesday night, I was out until midnight.
Hooters?
Thursday night was Hooters. Wednesday night was like a dinner. Thursday night, Hooters, judging the Hooters contest, which was great. We packed the place. There was a lot of fans that came out. Which
really?
Was great. Yeah, because this is in Long Beach on the straightaway where Adam does the – on Shoreline Drive where Adam does the Toyota Grand Prix and they shut the streets down. Like the heart of – the aquarium is right there. That's where it is. And packed the place and it was great. You didn't go. No. Karen didn't go.
Any FCOL fans?
Yeah. There was a couple people there. They're like, I listen to your show too. I listen to For Crying Out Loud. Yeah. Yeah.
Next time, let me know. I'll come.
It was a dude. I will. I just didn't – I think like Long Beach on a Thursday.
Yeah,
like,
that's a little hard.
And Costa Mesa was the week before.
Yeah.
So going into this weekend, Natalia is very demanding of my time. She wants me to do her hair and her makeup. And – she will freak out if I'm not around to do it. And she's like, Friday after school, I'm coming straight home. You're going to be home, right? 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 Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is an exact repeat of what happened last year.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah, she had a freak. And last year, I thought maybe Olga could do it.
I think you were here.
I was here in a meeting, and she burst into tears crying loud.
Right.
I was like, excuse me. I'll be right back. And
then you had to leave the meeting
to
go home and do her hair.
I rushed home. She's like, get home now. Like, she's like, fuck Mariah Carey and shit. Like, oh my God.
Sitting in her gold bedroom.
Yes. I'm scared of her. She's like, I go, okay, I'll be there. Okay. Just even though I've been out since 1 o'clock in the morning, two nights in a row for work, I'll be there judging boobs. I'll be there. And fine, which is fine. So I'm going into the weekend, I was exhausted. And then Friday came along and doing her hair and her makeup, and she's got the one big show. And then I have my brother and his wife coming, my niece coming. So there's people coming out, so I have to
– To her play.
To her play, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So you'd ask – here's the thing. It's Les Mis, rubble.
Right.
It's a very convoluted story. Okay. It's a good story, but it – with kids and stuff. With the, there's the prostitution.
I noticed on your – either it's Facebook. I don't know what, which one you use more because your Instagram also goes on Facebook. But you were talking about the Les Mis and had some pictures. And it was funny because one of the first couple comments were like, really? For kids?
I know.
Oh, cool.
Like, I know. Like, not the first choice. Like, what happened to Annie? Or even like, you know. What
happened to Oliver? Yeah.
Oliver or something.
Even, yeah.
You know. But
Lion King.
Yeah. So – okay. All right. Les Mis. Then she gets the part of Cosette, which is like the girl. Like,
right,
that's the main chick, right?
Right. The main hooker.
The main hooker. Right. She's the daughter. But except for the fact that there's like four Cosettes. Like, there's little young Cosette.
Right.
Then there's another young. Anyways, she doesn't come on. She's on like in the beginning. They all come out and sing. And then she's on a little bit here and there. But she has a duet at the end. And the running time of this show was 2 hours.
Is that including intermission?
There literally was no intermission. It was kind of an intermission because they had to like fix the stage. They had to roll out a big prop thing. So,
but not like an official intermission where the lights go on and you can go get a snack?
No. Mm-mm. It was join the revolution. The little girls come out with the little note that's join the revolution. Join the revolution as the curtain is closed and they're, you know, doing their shit behind the curtain. 2 hours.
Oh, geez.
Adam is like, Adam and I were sitting there and he's like, he keeps looking behind me. I go, what are you looking at? He goes, the clock on the wall behind us. And I said, he's like, it's been a good 50 minutes since we've seen Natalia. Like, where is she? And I said, I told you, like, she's not on until like the very end. And he goes, he's like, that spastic kid with the red hair had more lines than Natalia. Because there's always this one kid that cracks you up. Like, he goes out and he's singing and his, like, voice cracks. And you can tell, like, his mom put him there. And he really, really want to be there. And his costume is three sizes too short and it's choking him. He's got a bow tie and he's like, and he's just, like, spazzy. And Adam's like, yeah, that kid had way more lines than Natalia. But he was a nobody and Natalia's Cosette. Anyway, I just feel
– and you have to go to all the shows, all the showings.
Oh, yes. So
– Adam doesn't.
No,
he
doesn't.
He went to one.
Right. Yeah, he just went to one.
Mom's got to go to all of them.
Listen,
you can't just not go to your kid's play.
No. However, I said to Adam, I said
– maybe he could just pop in at the end.
Yes, because he clocked in what time she gets on stage towards the end. He's like, so you can go there, be there – and luckily the theater's right down the street. Go there, be there for the beginning, do her hair, whatever. Then this thing starts, sit down, thing starts.
Listen to Sword and Scale.
Hightail it out
in
of
your
there.
Car. Yeah.
Yeah. Go home.
Go get a coffee.
Go home, chill, whatever. I went home for a little bit, cleaned. Then he was like, okay, but you got to be back at like 5:05. You got to be ass in your seat at 5:05. And I had to run back. So she had a show 2 hours running on Friday night. Then she had two shows back to back on Saturday.
Oh, no.
Then in between,
at
let's not forget.
Her hair was done.
At least her hair was done and her makeup was done. And And then, so I have to be at all her shows. You want to hear something horrible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course I do.
You want to feel pain? You want to feel the pain?
Yes.
Oh, listen to this. So Natalia's best friend, Olivia, has an older sister, Sarah. She was in the teen production.
Oh, no.
Okay. So there's a teen production the weekend before.
Oh, no.
Then this weekend was the Tuesday night, which is whoever goes on Tuesday night rehearsals is the Tuesday cast. And then there's a Wednesday cast. They split because there's so many kids. It's the community. So they have a Tuesday night weekend cast and they have a Wednesday night weekend.
Now, is this a theater company then? Like my Jax?
Yeah.
Jax that I love.
Yes. It's the community theater, though. I don't know how.
They come into your school.
No, they don't. It's not at the school. It's at the theater. It's at the community theater.
Okay. So it has nothing to do with her school.
No, nothing to do.
Got it.
So it's all the schools in the area
got it.
Can join.
Right.
And I kind of like that because she's meeting all these new kids and she bonds with them. They've been doing it for 6 months, for God's sake.
Jax has a thing like that where it's like – 3 or 4 different schools.
Yeah.
And they all
I'll do it.
Come in and do it.
Yeah. They're just there. They don't move. They're just in our town.
Got it.
But she bonds and she meets – and they're young. They're younger and they're older and they're whatever. They go up to 6th grade. So then there's the teenagers. So the point is Olivia's mom She told me last weekend, she's like, oh, yeah, it's 2 hours. And I said, really? And I go, did you go to all three? And she's like, and she's the sweetest, nicest person on it. She's like, I, of course I did. I have to, you know, kind of thing.
And she had to go to her older kids.
So she went to the teen cast. Yeah, her older one three times. This weekend, she went three times for Olivia. Then next weekend, she's got to go to her her nephew, who she's very close with, her sister. And they're like, it's
right,
like,
right.
She's going to two showings of that next weekend,
oh,
of
no.
his Wednesday show. So
oh,
next, because
no.
next week, yeah, that's eight.
That's like mom boot camp.
Right? She deserves a medal.
Yeah. Yeah. She should get some kind of.
Rose, this is for you.
Parade.
I mean, my God. My God.
That's amazing.
And I said, does Olivia want you to come? She's, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and little Cammie is great because Cammie's like, it's okay. My mom and dad don't have to come. But, all, you know, because they weren't there on the first night because they had a client dinner. And I was shocked. I was like, wow. You know, because her mom is involved in everything.
Right,
and
right.
And she's like, where's your parents? And she spent the night at my house. I said, well, where's your mom and dad? And she's like, they're not here. They have a client dinner. And Adam's like, see, business first. I like it. But. Oh, my God. 2 hours is way too long. And
so
for
long.
A convoluted thing. Now, by the way, the storyline is like, you're like, huh? Jean Valjean is who? And then Cosette's what? And then who's Eponine? And what the fuck? What is going – like, I even
– I don't even know the story. I've never seen the movie.
Me neither.
I've never seen the play.
Me neither. And you know what Adam said, too, which is interesting. He's like, for a play that big – you never hear any of the songs. Like, you don't – there's no, like – the whole thing is a musical.
Right.
Not one – not you know, you know how your
no famous songs gut, from like, Les Mis?
They're famous, but you probably wouldn't – I we didn't recognize any of the songs. They're good. They're great songs, but they're not – you know, it's weird, like, for a play that big to not, you know any of the songs. Anyway, you know, it's not like, you know, the Saints Go Marching In or something. Anyways – fuck. What was I saying, Ebony?
So you had to go do her hair.
No, there was something. It was,
how was she?
She was. She was great. She was great. No, she was great. She shocked us. Like when she did her solo at the end, she had a solo. She had a solo and a duet. Okay, so she did. She started singing. And she was hitting the high notes and stuff. And my brother and his wife were like, oh, my God. And it was really cute. Adam grabbed my hand and was holding my hand. He was, like, squeezing it. And I think he was, like, about to cry. It was so sweet and so cute. Like, it was all that
That's
misery.
That's how I felt seeing Elby in Aladdin the mm-hmm. last year,
mm-hmm.
not before West Side Story. And I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
I had no idea.
I didn't know. I know.
And all those other parents were looking at me like, oh, my God.
Who knew?
She has such
she
an amazing
sing.
Voice. And
yeah.
I was like. I had no idea.
I know. Me neither. And because she sings and she's always loud and stuff like that. So, right. You know, but I don't know what, you know, but she's on stage singing like this beautiful song. And it was like, made it all worth it. However, like Sonny, that's what I was going to say. So Sonny came to the first show only. And he, you're sitting in an auditorium and you're like next, right next to each other. And the seats are wooden. They're not comfortable. It's kind of warm in there. And you're like crammed next to – he's next to Megan, my niece, which he loves. And he's next to Adam, which he – but still, he's just sitting there. And for the longest time, he's like, oh, I was reading the Wikipedia page to him before we left.
So he could understand the story a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, and to Adam. I was like reading it out loud so we all knew what was going on. But I didn't even get to the end.
I need to read the Wikipedia page just to have this conversation.
I know. And even then, you still don't know what's going on.
Right.
So then Sonny says, Mom, can I, like, 45 minutes in, can I go get a drink? Sure. So I take him to the lobby to get a drink. Nothing. There's no drinks until
what?
The end of the show. They close down shop, so there's right. nothing out there. I was like, okay, go to the drinking fountain. Then we come back, and there's a lot of seats open in the back. He's like, can I sit in the back? Sure. And then I came back, sat down, and I said, Sonny's sitting in the back. He just needs his space. And he's like, oh, my God. If I was him at that age, I would be going out of – we were going out of – I mean, you're sitting still for 2 hours watching these kids that you really don't care about.
Right.
and you don't know what's
going on. A story that you don't know
what's going on. And you're just like, where's Natalia? What? After 35, 45, 50, 60, 65, like 90 minutes,
I can't,
it's still going.
I have the worst personality for that kind of thing.
Me too.
I get that I'm going to crawl out of my skin.
I
can't take it anymore.
Me too. And I know Adam was thinking that same way. And I feel bad because my brother and his wife drove for 2 hours down.
Right, right, right.
And I even told them, I said, it's a long show and she's not on till the very end. And they were fine. They seemed fine. They were
right.
Enjoying it. Megan was stoned. I think she was fine, but she was high. And Sonny was going out of his mind. And Adam was like, I can't believe that he's just sitting. He was back there. He had his hoodie over his head. I don't know what he was doing. I should have brought like an electronic or something for him. I felt so bad. He's like, Adam's like, if I was his age, I would have to go into the lobby and like wrestle somebody right now. Like I'd be going in my mind, like how he's sitting there. I have no idea. Like what a good brother. He sat there quiet. Yes, by himself, but still, like, he wasn't like, come on, can I go? Can we leave? Can we, you know,
of course.
He just had to suck it up like all the rest of us. But it was very good. It was a fun production. The songs are fun, and Natalia did a great job, but it's way too long.
What was the name of the song she sings?
I don't even know. To be honest, I don't know. Something duet at the end.
What was her solo?
I don't know.
Lynette.
I don't know.
Come on now.
I'll find out.
Because I was hoping we could like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I have it on a video. I could whatever, look it up. But yeah, maybe we'll play out. I don't know. That was my weekend.
Well, that is pretty exciting.
No, it wasn't. It's exhausting.
But before we move on with more fun stories. Here's a mom thing. Mm. Blue Apron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's take a little quick break to talk about Blue Apron.
Blue Apron, listen, it makes your life easy, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay, we use it. We have it. It's the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. And they are partnerships with over 150 local farms across the United States. Everything is fresh. 99% of the continental U.S. and 99.5% of food can be delivered to you. And, you know, it's those who spend a lot of money at restaurants and eat at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 a person per meal for this. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good. Listen to some of the featured upcoming meals.
Go.
Beef teriyaki stir fry with sugar snap peas and lime rice. Baked spinach and egg flatbread with sautéed asparagus and lemon aioli sauce. 3 cheese and baby broccoli stromboli with tomato and oregano dipping sauce. And crispy salmon and roasted potato salad with pickled mustard seeds and crème fraîche sauce.
You know, yeah.
Here's what you're going to want to do.
What do you do?
Go check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free. Free! 3 meals for free by going to blueapron.com/FCOL. blueapron.com/FCOL. Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook. So,
yeah.
You had plays.
What'd you do?
I had a lot of basketball.
Yeah, we had basketball and football in between.
Can I just say that this is going to be a little controversial.
Uh-oh.
Watching my kids play sports is one of the most fun – like, it makes me love being a parent.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a drag. It's the opposite of a drag.
I
live for it.
Me
I'm
too.
Like, I get way more excited for my kids' games than they do.
Me too.
I'm like, with you. I can't wait for Thursday. Elby's got her next game Thursday.
I'm with you.
I love – and Elby – so Elby has – As I freely admit, she's played for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
She's not the greatest basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been somewhat of a weak link on her teams.
Yeah.
She's very small.
Mm-hmm.
B, she lacks some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all know, because we've been podcasting a long time, over the past like couple years, I put her in a club basketball to help her development.
Right.
And, you know, she incrementally has gotten better, but there's a lot of times she'll play a game and just she shies away from the ball we've talked about. Mm-hmm. She doesn't help. Yeah. You know, she's the kid that you're like on the side going, help out.
I know.
Like, be a helper.
Help him.
As Mr. Rogers would say, be a helper.
You
see, why are you not where the ball is?
Right.
Like, you
mm-hmm,
know.
Mm-hmm.
But something has changed with her mm-hmm. this season. And as Coach Kiki, this, mm-hmm. the coach that I love, that's
right.
going to come on our show, mm-hmm. as he says, sometimes it just takes a while and then the lights come on.
I know.
And the lights came on with her.
Mm-hmm.
And something is so different with her attitude. She's excited for – she told me they've played three games with her team. They've mm-hmm. won all their first three games.
Mm-hmm.
She scored the last couple games. Now, you got to picture it. I'm going to show you a picture of her playing basketball mm-hmm. because she's teeny tiny.
Yeah.
Among the kids that really stick with basketball,
mm-hmm.
not all of them, but a lot of them are very big.
Yeah. Listen, it takes reps. The more you do it, the better you do it. You know, and then
you sound
once
like Adam.
But it's true. And then once you start scoring and you start seeing that you're doing good, then you got confidence. Then you're getting confidence. Now you're getting a better player.
But even in the past, when she's been on old teams, she scored a couple times. And then like just a long period went by where she just wasn't scoring.
Right.
Look, here's this picture. I know this isn't great podcasting. It's hard to see, but look where the arrow is. I'll put this picture on the website. There's mm-hmm. Elby.
Oh,
she scored.
God.
Look around her.
Yeah, they're huge.
They're huge girls. So for a while, Elby like
aww,
would play, but she is tiny and she would get scared of getting hurt. You got a kid who's sick. There are girls that are Elby's age because mm-hmm. she's on the younger end of her league. She's mm-hmm. that are honestly 6 feet tall. There's a couple of them that are super tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. Elby's tiny. She's, you know, 4'9".
Right.
And but the funny thing is she's gotten where she just has a really good attitude
mm-hmm.
and she stopped being scared.
That's
she gets
awesome.
Her little body in the mix.
Yeah.
She's a good ball handler. She calls for the ball. She's out there playing like a boss.
Listen, I've seen little kids that are short and small fucking kick ass.
When they're really good.
Yes. Yeah.
But see, so Elby's not really good and she's small.
Right.
So it's been hard.
Mm-hmm.
But as Kiki would say, she just needs some confidence.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so all of a sudden, she's like into it. And
that's
it makes
awesome.
It so fun to watch,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then she's been doing this thing a couple times where she gets ahead of the when the ball gets rebounded,
right?
Mm-hmm. Another team has it. They shoot. It rebounds. Our team gets it. Elby goes running out
ahead.
She goes running ahead because
mm-hmm.
nobody really covers her because she's so small. And then she's like, give me
and
the ball.
They can throw it
and
to
they
her.
Throw it to her, and she scored a couple times
that's
that way.
That's the way to go. Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
She's like, get it to me.
Right.
They're not watching her.
Right.
They're not worried about her.
Right.
All of a sudden, Elby's got the ball, and she shoots and scores.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I go
isn't
so
that
nuts.
Great? I know.
I'm
it's
like,
so bad.
And then I was doing that last Thursday, and all the moms turned around and looked at me, and I was like, what? This is not an everyday occurrence with my kids. You guys know that. let me scream.
Aww.
They're funny.
Yeah. No, it
funny
is the best.
Moms.
It's the best.
So then last night, Sadie and Maddie had a game.
Mm-hmm.
So Coach Kiki has
mm-hmm.
a team,
mm-hmm.
as I've told you about, and they're not playing their rec team this year. They're playing with this season. They're playing with Kiki.
Mm-hmm.
Valley Stars.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. He's such a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's just constantly smiling.
Mm-hmm.
He's super positive.
It makes a
but
difference.
We drove out to Burbank High School and we mm-hmm. had to play this team, and it was
last night.
Oh. And so we put together this league.
Mm-hmm.
So when they put together these leagues, they have to sort of catch as catch can. They
right.
have to find another
oh.
team to uh-huh. play. So he emailed all the parents and he's mm-hmm. like, hey, do your kids want to come in and play like a practice game?
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. we were like, sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This team was like – it was all boys. We had like three girls and like a few boys
mm-hmm.
on our team. That was just thrown together from kids that he's been coaching.
Right.
He's trying to make it like a regular – but he's putting together a bunch of different teams. We're playing against this team that's like nine boys.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they're pros. They look
mm-hmm.
like miniature pros.
Mm-hmm.
The score ended, it was like 60-2. Us. No, I'm just kidding. Them.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids were little assholes, the other kids.
They were?
I told my kids afterwards because they were – Maddie was crying the whole way home. But the point I was going to make is that I had an amazing time. It was so fun to watch my kids. Little Sadie was like – so Kiki gives all the kids nicknames. Uh-huh. So Sadie's Potato Chip.
Uh-huh.
And Maddie's Matador.
Uh-huh.
So little Potato Chip was just like running – she was ball handling and running and defense, and she was scrappy. And I was like, this is so fun.
Yes.
This is like a high.
And girls playing basketball is a different
– so fucking
different
cute.
Because they're scrappy. They grab the shit and they pull it and they like, it's mine.
She was not letting these boys tell her what's going on, what time it is.
Yeah.
She was telling them what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile – though the kids from the other team were like just kind of trash talking, and then afterwards they're like, oh, at one point they go 42-2, you guys are good, or just making fun of them. So Maddie was crying afterwards, and I was like, all right, look, those kids were assholes. I go, and they kind of started smiling, and I go, let's be real, they were a bunch of fucking assholes. Got some laughs from my kids.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but it doesn't matter, because I completely enjoyed watching you guys play.
Right.
It was a practice game. Who cares?
Yeah,
who cares what the score was? I don't care.
Yeah. It's for you guys to practice and to get good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as Kiki said, those kids were like, you know, the Yankees of
basketball,
which is not a good analogy. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were like the Lakers.
Right.
And our kids were like the Bad News Bears.
Right.
But still,
it's for them.
Super
fun. For them. It's super fun. And it's for them to get the reps, you know, the more you do, the more, like, you know, it's the only way to go. And it's just the best. It's I have the best time. And now, like, with the flag football, it's beautiful out. It's a Sunday. It's every Sunday at the same time. And it's on the field. And it's just – it's sunshine. It's beautiful weather. The team is all the boys that Sonny is in his class, all the kids in his class, and Natalia, but she quit because of her finger. And it's just so much fun. But Adam is bad luck. And Adam trash talks Sonny, and it drives me nuts. It's like every time I go to his game, he never scores. He never scores. I've only seen him make like 2 points because I couldn't go to Sonny's basketball game on Saturday because I had to do Natalia's makeup. And I was like, really? I go, I can't go to his. But Natalia, we can go to his games. I prefer you not go. I would prefer if you just – we stayed home and I could relax, and then you do my – like, we take our time. Otherwise, we have to – really? I can't – okay, fine. So Adam took Sonny. And I go, how did they go? He goes, they lost. But it's like every time he's around, because Sonny is doing great. Like, his team is – he has to try out to be on these two teams.
Right.
So he's doing something right.
Right.
Now we're going to Vegas in July, which is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I know.
Super fun.
I know, except we get the emails going back and forth already. Like, you know, they want – of course, the coach wants everybody at one hotel. But the one hotel he picked, nobody really liked, and it's kind of shady. I can't remember the name of it. And the one mom is like, I don't trust my kids running around at that hotel. It's kind of seedy. How about we all stay at, like, Caesar's Palace or MGM or someplace, like, nicer?
Nice, right.
Yeah, which I'm fine with, yeah. But now it's like a million,
oh, no.
Back and forth and back and forth.
No.
I could get the – I got seven rooms on my card. How many did you get, Shannon? Do you have any – how many families are going? Is anybody going to stay an extra day for fun or – oh, my God. Just tell me.
No.
Just tell me what to do, when to go, where to be, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be fun. And then
– so I have a quick story.
Yeah.
About Chris Paul.
Yeah.
CP3 from the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll enjoy this, Kaylin. So CP3 plays at Balboa. His kid plays Rec, which is so cute to me.
Uh-huh.
Right? And we've seen him there a few times. Maddie took a picture with him once. So Saturday morning before LB's game, she had to get pictures taken.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger – his kid, I think, had either just finished a season or had just played a game. And he was there. And he's taking – and people are, like, coming up to him left and right. Oh, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture? And some of the girls from our team had taken a picture with him. And LB was kind of being shy and hanging back and, you know – she didn't want to bother him.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the moms from our team says that one of the girls I'll say her name. This a girl named Natalie. Maybe I shouldn't have said her name.
Oh, well.
The point is, apparently, this girl was, like, trash-talking him, right?
This is
the story I heard.
12-year-old talking shit to CP3.
Yes. Yes. So I think she thought she was being funny, but
– to get under his skin?
I guess so. I've heard the story a couple different ways. One – but I was – so I'm standing there talking to this mom, and she's like, you know – I was like, yeah, something Chris Paul, and they're all taking pictures. And she goes, you know, he was kind of mean to, like, this girl on our team. And I said, really? What happened? And she goes, well, so the girl starts trash-talking him about, like, this other player. I guess she likes this other player. And she's like, oh, you're going to get your ass kicked or something. And I guess he says to her, you know, that's just disrespectful. Like, he's like, I just was on a plane. I just flew in overnight to get here for my kid's game. I'm being a nice – like, I'm taking pictures with everybody.
Right.
Like, I don't need this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think – so this girl is kind of pushy in that way. Like, she is a trash talker.
Me?
She is – you know, whatever. So the mom was more – doesn't know who Chris Paul is.
Right.
Like, I was like, yeah, but that's Chris Paul.
Right.
Like,
right.
She should have kept her mouth shut,
yeah,
right?
Shut
and
up.
She's like, well, you know, it's just too much. Like, he kept going. And then he goes, so she's telling me that tears started welling up in this girl's eyes.
Well, then,
and that so this mom says to him, he's like, where's your parents or something?
Oh, my God.
And then the mom that I'm talking to says that she's standing there. She doesn't know who he is. And she's like, well, she knows he's like a basketball player and that they're all impressed by him. But she goes, well, like, I'm not her parent. Like, her dad's over there. But, you know, like, enough. Like, don't give her a hard time. Like, enough or whatever. So now he's standing, like, kind of in front of us. We're waiting for our kids to finish. They're getting their team photo taken. And she's telling me the story. And he's kind of nearby. But he's, like, in his own world,
right.
I'm thinking. And then LB finishes getting her picture taken, and we come out. It's like 15 minutes later, and LB goes, I really don't want to miss the opportunity. I really want to get my picture taken with them, like, you know. And I was like, well, then go up and ask him to take your picture. And she's like, ugh. And I go, do you want me to ask him? I'll ask him. And she was like, okay. So I was like, excuse me. And then I said, and he looks at me, and I said, I go, I know you just, like, took pictures with everybody. Oh, he looks at me and I go, can you just do a picture with my daughter? And he just kind of looks at me. I wish I could give you the look. He kind of looks at me like, really? And I said, oh, I go, okay. I go, I know you've taken pictures with everybody. Are you kind of over it? Are you done taking pictures? And he goes, no. He goes, I'm not done taking pictures. He goes, but her teammate, though.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, he goes, yeah, that teammate, though.
Holy shit.
And I go, we don't know her. I go, this is a new team.
Right.
I go, we've played on her with her for a hot minute. I don't know any. We don't know her.
Right.
And he goes, all right, get over here. And then he took a picture with LB.
Where
but
is
I was
it,
like,
you at?
He was pissed.
Oh my God.
Yes. Isn't that hilarious?
I can't decide whether.
He was really kind of pissed.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's adorable.
I know. Doesn't she look cute?
She looks so cute, and he looks like he's like, really?
Well, I think he looks happy.
No, he looks fine.
Yeah, he is a little bit like.
He's like,
Well, I think he'd literally taken like 60 pictures just in the time. I mean, everybody wanted their picture taken with him.
Right.
It was just funny, though, because I was like, oh, my God.
But, you know, like.
A 12-year-old. Why are you talking shit to this guy? He's just here with his kid. Like, leave him alone.
Adam, that happened to Adam one time at Loveline. Adam and Drew were signing autographs at a Best Buy. And this was like 20 years ago. So they're signing autographs. And then they went into Best Buy. And this like 16-year-old girl walks up to him and she's like, oh, I guess you guys are a big deal. And Dr. Drew's like, yeah, okay. And she's like, yeah, but you're not a big deal to me because I don't even know what Loveline is. And I heard that you're an asshole. Are you really? And then she says to Adam, I heard you're an asshole. Which one's – you're the doctor, but I hear you're the asshole. Are you really an asshole in real life? And Adam turns around and he goes, beat it. He never forgets
that story.
Oh, my God.
And she probably hasn't forgotten that story either.
She
probably tells it at every party.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, do you know who Adam Carolla is? And they're like, yeah. And she's like, do I have a story for you?
He told me to
beat it. She probably has a podcast at this point.
Right, she probably does. Yeah.
She probably brings it up so often on her podcast that people are like, enough already. We've heard that story.
I wish we could find that girl. I would love to find that girl. Beat it.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. All right. This has been super fun. Before we go, we need to tell you about ADT.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a home and you'd like to protect it, if you have an apartment, who cares? Like, let them worry about themselves. But if you got a home, you know, you need some security.
That's right.
So get ADT. It's not just a sign, people. It's not a sign in front of your house. I mean, that's good because it'll keep people away. But it's a whole security system and safety.
Yes.
I have ADT. And we set our alarm every night. And just the little beep, beep, beep of the alarm setting makes me feel safe and
especially
secure.
Especially I'm listening to the Night Stalker case. So, yeah. Oh, my God.
See, this must have been before the time that alarms were really common.
Right. It had people leaving their windows open back then.
Yeah. So with ADT, you get an alarm on your – all of our windows are alarmed.
Yeah.
So you close all your windows at night and in general. And if somebody was to try to open your window, the alarm would go off. ADT would be notified. Mm-hmm. You'd have security at your house before anything terrible could happen.
Right.
So go to ADT. And by the way, for license information and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Yeah.
Also, Canvas People.
Canvas People. Canvas People is a very easy to use photo to canvas service that takes your favorite picture and turns them into beautiful artwork. And what you can do is you look through your camera roll, you find your favorite photo, put it in a beautiful gallery wrapped canvas and hang it on your wall. That's what you do. I love it. I've used it and it's easy, simple. And there's a lot of pictures that you go, oh, you should frame that. You should frame that. And people are like, yeah, I should. This makes it easy because you just pick the picture out of your photo roll and go, okay, all right, I'm going to frame it. Well, I'm going to get it on a canvas and it's going to hang on my wall. So for our listeners, we have a special offer. So normally an 11 by 14 photo canvas is $69.99 plus shipping. But today for our listeners of the show, they'll reduce the price down to zero. That's right. You just pay for shipping.
That's too high.
I know. 11 by 14 photo canvas for free. Okay? Just pay for shipping. So what you guys are going to do is you are going to find your picture, upload it, and send it to them. And go to canvaspeople.com and enter the promo code FCOL in the promo code box and get started. Get that $0 11 by 14. So go to canvaspeople.com.
Okay. And then before we wrap, we want to thank our Patreon listeners, too, because you guys are what help us do this for a living.
Yes.
And, you know, bonus content every week if you listen to Patreon. And if you want to give $100 a month, you're going to get a special thanks and shout out once a week.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's $25
free advertising
a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, for your advertising. And like you could advertise for a nonprofit if you want. If you're
that's true.
A charitable person that's like, I want to help my charity make money and get noticed and I've got $100 a month to spare.
Right.
Give it to us.
And it must be working because we've been doing these same girls and guys.
Yeah.
Organizations like the Wayne Foundation. We've been doing them for a long time. So they must be paying off.
Yeah. So the Wayne Foundation is a nonprofit that helps girls out of sexual trafficking. It's run by Jamie Walton. She founded it. And she's dedicated her life to helping girls, sex traffickers. So go to Wayne Foundation, but FDN. So it's waynefdn.org to help out and donate. The Sip and Shine podcast is for when life doesn't turn out how you thought.
Right.
The host of Sip and Shine is really cool woman who has been through a lot and she has a crazy story with her. And she loves like kind of like the underbelly of life, the hard stuff, the real stuff. And she talks about that. So sipandshinepodcast.com. Kelly Flores is with Rodan and Fields. Oh,
they have really great products, I have to say. I'm telling you, that's the truth.
Lynette loves it.
I use it all the time.
K Flores, FLORES.myrnf.com. Or find her on Facebook, Kelly Nelson Flores. Ashley Duchesne is a family photographer. She's hosts Photo Spark, which is a podcast.
And she has good pictures.
Yes. And you can find her on Insta and Facebook. Ashley, Ashley Duchesne, Duchene. Kate Marengo. She's our interior designer, decorator.
Mm-hmm.
She's out of interiorchicago.com. Sarah Dean has the Shameless Mom podcast at shamelessmom.com. She has it's a very cool podcast too. Uh-huh. Another like have some wine.
Yeah.
Feel like you're listening to your girlfriend
yes.
chat about life. Tish Clevenger is juiceplus.com. Adds 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com or Tish, T-I-S-H, Clevenger at sbcglobal.net. Find out more. Callie Weber, Stella and Dot, bitch. Love her stuff. She sent me some stuff for my kids' school
very
raffle
cute.
And she's so great. She also has the perfectly posh.
Mm-hmm.
No, perfectly posh is something else.
No.
Pampered. Go to her website. Go find her, and she does like a bunch of beauty product, really cool gifty stuff.
Yeah.
So she's also at Facebook at mm-hmm. Treat Yourself.
Okay.
Then Michelle McKibben is our loan officer at People's Home Equity Mortgage. You can call her at 707-208-8302, and she'll help you get a home loan, or email her at mckibben.michelle@yahoo.com. And then last but not least, Heather Nesbitt.
Mm-hmm.
She does the LuLaRoe.
LuLaRoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can find her on Facebook at Heather N. LuLaRoe, LuLaRoe, or Instagram, LuLaRoe Heather Nesbitt. She's got like really fun, mm-hmm. cool leggings.
Nice.
You know, once you like hear about a product and then you start seeing people wearing it and you're like, oh, that's LuLaRoe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go check it out. That's it.
So the Facebook Live, Corolla Drinks Facebook Live after show this week is going to be on Wednesday night, not Tuesday night, only for this week because I'm going to be on Adam's show on the Spike TV show this week. No, it's going to air next week, but I'm filming it this week on Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah. And get to be the bartender. They're building a bar. This week is Joel McHale and they're doing something with Joel McHale, but next week is John Taffer from the Spike TV show Bar Rescue, and they're building a bar.
Wow.
And, I'm going to bartend or something. I don't know. So, yeah.
Fun. Your career is like really taken off.
Well, I'm trying to build it. I'm trying. Go to Corolla Drinks and join our wine club too. Let's not forget about that. All right.
Unless you're an alcoholic.
Then don't.
I mean, unless you're, you know.
A glutton for
a
punishment.
Drinking alcoholic.
Yeah. All right,
you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by, when hope was high and life worth living. I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving. Then I was young and unafraid. Some dreams were made, used, wasted. There was no ransom to be paid, no song unsung, no wine untasted. But the tigers come at night with their voices soft as thunder, as they tear your home apart, as they turn your dream to shame. Days with endless wonder. He took my childhood and his strong. life has killed the dream. I dream.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
I chose Columbus State because I wanted to advance my career. After years of working as an electrician for other contractors, I learned to run my own business. Now, I'm my own boss, and I'm helping to train the next generation of electricians.
Apply today at csec.edu.